You're listening to the Empowering Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt, psychic medium, spiritual teacher, and Reiki energy healer, where we talk all about spirituality, self-empowerment, and some fun and mysterious psychic stuff. You'll receive messages from spirit and discover how to create the life you've always dreamed of. And now's the time to tap into your intuition and manifest your inner magic. You may be wondering, what does the psychic medium actually do? Perhaps you've had a reading before, maybe you've never had a reading before, maybe it's not in your beliefs, maybe you've been interested, perhaps you are just curious, you want to know what I do as a psychic medium. Now, first I want to say that everything that I tell you, it is based off of how I work personally. I'm not speaking on behalf of any other psychic medium out there. I'm sure that we will have lots of overcrossing techniques, and I'm sure that we will also have lots of different ways that we work as well. So quickly, I want to tell you the difference between a psychic and a medium. So a psychic is going to focus more on what's going on in your life. So when you're working psychically, I'm tapping into who you are, what's going on in your life. I'm looking into all the different types of roles, all the different types of areas of your life. So we can look at your career, we can look at your relationships, we can look at past lives even, we can look at what it is that you're wanting and hoping and desiring and wanting to create in life. We can look at different areas of your life that needs to be healed, but it is solely focused on you tapping into who you are as an individual. Now, the mediumistic part of a psychic medium is then bringing in your loved ones. So that's the main difference there between looking at and working with you psychically compared to mediumistically. So a medium will focus on bringing in your loved one and connecting with your loved one from the other side, someone who has passed on, and connecting with them and communicating with that individual to then convey those messages to you clairvoyantly and also psychically as well. So, all mediums work psychically, but not all psychics will work mediumistically. So you'll have to think about that one for a minute. But as a psychic medium, that's where we are working with you twofold. So it's two different ways that we can work with you. In my readings, typically I am working with you more psychically. So if you ever get a reading from me, you can expect that we're going to look into your life, what's going on with you. Again, we can look at all the different areas. And I will say that sometimes loved ones do come in. I have been trained in this area as well. I do connect with loved ones all of the time, and I do bring forth loved ones in readings. And I do want to say that I am not personally doing the magic here. It is working with you and the combination between you and spirit and God and the universe and your loved ones and all of this beautiful, loving, healing energy. We're all co-working together. We're all co-creating this experience for you. But if you ever get a reading from me, I focus on you mostly. So let me also tell you what I do and don't do. So let's get down to that. So I don't finalize your future. And let me clarify what I mean by that. I can look into futuristic events and how they might play out depending on your current circumstances, what your energy is now, but I'm not determining your future for you. You are fully in control of your future. We all have free will. We're all human beings, and with being a human, we get to choose how our future plays out for us. So you are solely responsible for your own future. But again, what I can do is look into, let's say, option A and option B, and let's say you've got two different options and you're going back and forth and you just don't know what to do. I can say, all right, let's look at option A, and if this were to play out, and I'm connecting with spirit, getting these responses and these answers, I'm not getting any information from you besides option A. We'll look at how that plays out, and then we'll move on to option B and how that might feel and how that might play out. And then you get to choose which direction to go. I don't tell you exactly what to do, because again, we all have free will. But what I do is I bring forth clairvoyant messages. I let you know what I'm seeing, sensing, and feeling, and I can provide different ideas for you, different suggestions, different ways of being, and different things that you could do that would help better you and to help benefit you. But I'm not going to tell you exactly what to do, because again, that is up to you to make the final decision. But I am going to give you different ideas that come through from your higher self and from spirit as well. Also, some of you might be wondering, I do not morph into some sort of weird creature. I'm not changing my voice. I might take on different personas, especially if I'm bringing through a loved one, but I don't do anything that you might see on some crazy scary movies or anything like that. It's just me. You'll hear me exactly as you're hearing me right now. So I thought I'd put that one out there. I don't predict worldly political issues or concerns of any sort whatsoever. I don't predict death, and I don't say any type of exact dates of any sort, and we're going to get into all the things that I do, so hang tight, right? So I don't even talk about death. I do believe, I absolutely know and validate it's happened to me. I talk to loved ones on the other side, so I know that there is really no death. I will say that there's really no death. There's death of the physical body, as with everything on this worldly realm. On this earthly plane, there is death of the physical manifestation of what we are, but there's really no death of the spirit or the soul. But I do not predict any type of death whatsoever. I don't predict when you might be dying. I don't predict when that person could have died. I'm not looking into that. I'm not even focusing on that. In my readings, they're all positive and uplifting and healing. And then we go from there. And I don't tell you anything scary along with that. Now, I might see something that could be something that might be a challenge that you're experiencing right now in the moment, something that you're going through, something that's tough, something that is disheartening, something that you've went through that has currently been affected or is affecting you. But I'm not going to say, hey, you're going to, you know, watch out, you know, on Monday, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, because you might get into an accident. Okay, so we're not even going there. Spirit doesn't even work with me that way. I don't even see these things. Okay, so again, it's all empowerment. It's all positive. And not everything is positive, right? We have a lot of healing we need to do. And with that being said, I don't say anything scary. It just doesn't come up that way for me in readings. When I see things clairvoyantly, I'm telling you exactly what I'm seeing. And again, there could be a challenge popping up. It all depends on what you're currently going through and what your soul needs you to hear in this very moment. I also don't prescribe anything. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a clinical psychologist. I'm not going to be prescribing anything for you. Spirit might say, hey, you might need to drink a little bit more water because perhaps you're feeling a little bit dehydrated, but that's not me prescribing anything to you. So I also wanted to put out there as well, I don't spy on any of your family members or your boyfriend or your exes or anything like that. Again, the reading is about you and solely what you need to hear in this moment. So let's talk about everything that I do in a reading. I do help you connect with your loved ones. Again, I focus more on you and the areas of your life and what you need to hear and to transform and to spiritually develop more and to evolve more. But there are times when loved ones do come into the session and I can feel their presence. And oftentimes it's just sort of, it feels more random because at the very beginning of the reading, I will say I ask to receive messages for you in all ways that are for your highest good. So with that being said, some loved ones might come forth, but I do set the intention also ahead, and I'm noticing more and more that the more readings that I do, the more that I'm noticing that focusing on you and your life is just as empowering and healing as it is to bring through a loved one. So I do connect with them, but I also focus on you as well. I do give you clairvoyant messages from your higher self, and that's pretty much what sums up everything that I do. Quite frankly, I don't really know how it happens. I don't really understand the science behind it. I'm not sure if anyone really understands the science behind it, but it is a mixture of tapping in and connecting with with you on a higher realm, energetically, clairvoyantly, clairaudiently, as well. There's probably a little bit of telepathy in there as well. And so what I'm doing, again, is I'm seeing with my third eye these visions that I'm getting, and I'm telling you specifically what I am seeing. Sometimes I'll get feelings in my body, which I'll explain that to you. Sometimes I will get chills, and that's more of a confirmation and validation that what I'm saying is very, very profound. And sometimes I'll even bring through a spirit guide of yours as well. And oftentimes when that happens, I can immediately sense my aura and my energy shifts, and it feels much calmer because a lot of our spirit guides are very calm individuals. We have those spirit guides that are very joyful and exciting. They're like little kids. Perhaps you could even have a little kid as a spirit guide as well, which we'll get into what spirit guides are in a different podcast as well. But I can bring through a spirit guide as well, in addition to the clairvoyant messages that I receive for you. Also, I give you specific ideas, suggestions, options, which all come from connecting with you psychically as well. So, I already said that, but it's interesting what comes forth in these messages. They're all individual, they're all very specific to you. And I will say that when I give messages also as more of like a universal message where it's for more than just one person, so if it's not just a one-on-one reading, so let's say I'm giving a group message circle, or if it's a message through this podcast, you will notice that it will resonate with you differently than it might resonate with someone else listening, or it could be the opposite where you're resonating exactly the same way. And that's so interesting how spirit works that way, that you will hear exactly what you need to hear. But on one-on-one messages and readings, you will specifically get what your soul needs to hear. And that's very, very important, because sometimes we come into a reading with different expectations, and you can always set the intention ahead of time as well. But if our expectations aren't necessarily met, it still is what your soul needs you to hear. I've never really had that with my clients. I feel like at the end of the session, it feels very empowering. It feels positive. It feels uplifting. It feels like I'm sending them on their way for the betterment. It feels like there's a transformation. There's definitely healing taking place as well, but it's very specific to you in those readings. I do tap into you intuitively, psychically, and perhaps even telepathically as well. So I think that all of those are sort of merged together. Sometimes I feel like the messages are coming from, again, your spirit guides, and I will feel my energy shifting, and that's how I'll know it's from a spirit guide. I will literally kind of sink into my seat a little bit. Well, not literally sink, but my body will start to come closer down. If you ever see me live with a reading or come in person, I usually sit up very tall, and with a spirit guide coming in, I sort of sink in my seat a little bit because my energy is shifting. It depends on how that spirit guide sat. Other times the messages are coming from you and your higher self, and it's oftentimes like validation. It's things that you've already been wanting to know, and it's almost as if your spirit's saying, see, I told you so. You just needed a psychic medium to confirm for you, but you knew in your soul that this is the way to go. You really do honestly know what is best for you. I am just tapping in, and I'm basically just validating for you what it is that you need to hear. And it's almost as if it's like confirmation. It's like, okay, you need a little bit of a push. I'm going to give you that push. And that's where the healing takes place, because a lot of times we doubt what we want to do. We doubt our decisions. We doubt our path and our purpose, and we doubt taking action, whether that's towards something or away from something. And when you come to receive a psychic reading, you will notice that it will empower you from the inside out. It will give you that validation that you were seeking. And perhaps you'll get messages that are brand new, like you've never even heard of these messages. Maybe it's a brand new seed that's dropped in, but oftentimes it's confirmation of things that you've already known deep in your soul. And perhaps you've never even told anyone else. This is just something in your heart and soul. With that comes, as a Reiki master energy healer, and more on Reiki later on in a different podcast, but I do help you heal. Now, I'm not personally healing you. What is happening is when you open yourself up to a psychic reading or to any type of intuitive healing of some sort, you are telling spirit, you're telling your higher self, you're telling your guides, I am ready and I am open. I'm ready and I'm open. I'm ready to receive what it is that I need to receive. I'm ready to transform. I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to do this. Let's do this. And so what I'm doing is ultimately transferring that energy from this higher self, from this higher entity, and I'm directing the energy to you. But it's not my own healing. It's not my own energy that I'm giving you. Yes, I'm giving you my energy by talking to you and conveying the messages, but the healing that's taking place is from a higher realm. It's an ultimate universal source of love. It's a collective consciousness. It is love. That is what it is. It's just an over encompassing source of love. And so during a psychic mediumship reading, it could be a little bit different, depending on what you're needing to hear, but it's all ultimately healing. Even if it feels very uplifting and it's not very dramatic and it's not like, you know, you might not come in with tears or leave with tears or anything like that. You might just come in with a sense of like excitement and hope and faith, and you're on your way. And that is also healing, because that's confirmation. That's telling you this is what you needed to hear in this very moment. This is what your soul needs. And sometimes it can be the opposite. Sometimes it can be where it's still uplifting, but it's very powerful. You might end up leaving with, you know, tears streaming down your face. And I don't say that in a bad way. These are healing tears. These are graceful tears. These are tears that are releasing and letting go, and perhaps maybe not even letting go, but welcoming or forgiving or seeing things from a different perspective, or validating that your loved one is still here, or that what you've been dreaming about is true. It is indeed true. Also, what I do is I answer your questions about any of your area of your life. So if you have a question about your relationship or about your career or about your dreams that you've been having at nighttime, perhaps you've been having these bad dreams or these really profound, exciting dreams, or we could look into a loved one or an animal of yours, or I don't really usually focus more on the physical body, again, because I want to stay away from prescribing anything or giving the sense that I'm prescribing anything, because I'm certainly not. But there are medical intuitives out there, so if you're looking for that, that would be something specific. But I can tap into the body, and I will give you the answers that I'm getting and receiving from spirit and your higher self. So I answer your questions the way that they are given to me, the way that the messages are given to me. Okay, so again, this is coming from spirit and your higher self. And I will say that spirit uses my experiences, my personal experiences, as a way to reveal this information to you. Not always, but I will notice sometimes spirit will invoke me to tell you a story that has to do with either a family member of mine or something that I've went through. And perhaps you in that moment need to feel as if someone relates to you. And if that's the case, spirit knows how to work with my experiences to explain those to you. And it's also a trigger for me to, for example, say, okay, we need to talk about your dad, or we need to talk about someone that passed on, or we need to talk about your creative side and your artsy side, and we need to talk about what your soul needs. So those are interesting also. And then I do solely focus on you and your life and what it is that you need to hear, which I've said that a million times, but I feel like that's really, really important. And then I do confirm for you what you've already been considering. So anything that you've been thinking about or wondering about, or if you should or shouldn't do that, I will tap into that and I will tell you exactly what's coming to me to tell you. Again, these are all messages that are being relayed from me to you. I also do see, sense, feel, hear, and experience what's happening in your life, whether that's from the past, present, or future. So, and I know that might sound crazy as well, but if there is a message that comes through, and if I feel like it's kind of important to tell you, if it's from the past or in the future, I will be given that answer from spirit. It's almost like, you know, if you were to watch me, like I feel like to me personally, like I'll be sort of pulled to the left and my vision will be like to the left. And if that's the case, to me, that is confirmation that that's from the past. And perhaps it's still affecting you today. If it's in the present, it'll just, as if the information's coming to me straight on, and if it's more something that I'm seeing, like more of like a futuristic realm or something that could be happening in the future, it'll be pulled to the right side of me. So it's almost like this clock that's like ticking back and forth, and I'll be able to help you determine whether this has happened previously and it's still affecting you, or what has happened before is playing a role in what's going on now, or this is what's happening right now and let's talk about this, or this is what I'm seeing in the future and these are the different things that I'm seeing and the opportunities and the experiences and what you're going to potentially go through depending on what you decide to do. Now, I also do help you recognize what's been affecting you. So with that being said, I will focus on, for example, oftentimes I will see the symbol that spirit gives me, and that will give me the information, okay, we're going to talk about your dad, or we're going to talk about your mom, and perhaps they're still living and well, or it's possible that they've passed on. Either of that doesn't really matter as far as what I'm concerned with now in this very moment, and that is how your relationship with your parents or your grandparents or your sister, your sibling, how that has affected you, how that's affecting you. So is it still in some way negatively affecting you, or is it positively affecting you? And I feel like it can be both ways. I feel like it kind of, you know, happens all for the best, because, and I don't really like to say negative, but because we can learn from those that have taught us as well. And it might feel like it's more negative, but really we can use this as learning lessons. So I will let you know how either a particular person is affecting you, or how a certain situation or scenario, or perhaps the environment that you're in is affecting you. Because oftentimes we're so close to this person, we're so close to this environment, we're so close to this relationship and this situation that we cannot see beyond it. It is hard to see beyond the four walls of what's happening around us, and we get so immersed into that energy that it's hard to break free of that. It's hard to see beyond those situations. It's hard to see beyond what's happening in front of us. And so I will help you as a psychic medium see beyond that and to see from a different perspective. And again, tell you probably what you've already been thinking and feeling in your heart. I do give you guidance in what to do to better yourself and to step fully into your truth. I do tell you which direction or option is best to take depending on your current circumstances. And when I say what is best, really, again, that's coming from spirit. So I'm not giving you my personal opinion when I'm giving a psychic reading. Again, spirit might use some of my experiences to help you understand that, but the information is coming basically from your higher self and telling you, look, if this is what you do, then this is what's going to happen. If you continue to do this, then this is what's going to happen. If you choose to change and do this, then this is what's going to happen. Now, again, when I say this is what's going to happen, again, it's not finite, it's not permanent, it's not in concrete. It can change and fluctuate, but it's like the same energy that's happening. This is what could happen. Okay, and let's see here. My intention with my readings is to empower you. You are already empowered, right? But again, I come in and I try and help you. That's my intention. And my intention with that stems back from when I had to help empower my mom. And I'm talking, she had to go through this transformation that completely changed her life. And it's funny because as I'm saying this, my voice is changing. And perhaps I'm a little bit reluctant to tell you this story. I had to help my mom get through a profound transformation in her life that, for whatever reason, fell upon her based off of her decisions and her past and where there needed to be healing. And so there was this like vicious cycle that happened, and I had to help her. And it was quite traumatizing. It was not easy. It was heartbreaking. And as a woman helping another woman get out of the abyss, get out of the darkness, it wasn't easy. And that's where my intention comes from, is having to be placed in this position where I felt like the weight of the world was on my shoulders, and I felt like it was my responsibility to help my mom get out of this situation. And perhaps one day I will talk more about it, but for now I just want to sort of keep it open a little bit, because it's her story as well. But it was heartbreaking, to say the least, and it has affected me to this day. And that's where my intention comes from, is to empower those that come to me to know that whatever is in your heart, you can do. Whatever it is that you want to do, you can do. And there might be something from your past that's still affecting you to this day. There might be something that has happened to you previously that you might not even, it might be subconscious, you're not even aware that it's impacting you. Perhaps it's an old belief. Perhaps you need to let go. Perhaps you need to forgive. Perhaps you need to forgive yourself, right? Perhaps you need to continue to move forward and to trust. And so that's where all this empowerment comes from. And that's mainly, that's my sole intention for you in a reading, is to help you ultimately help yourself. Now, I'm not saying that I have the power to do that, because the power already lies within you. You have all of the strength and all of the wisdom and all of the experiences to get out of this. But again, if you're open to these messages, this is just confirmation for you from spirit, from God, from the universe, from your higher self, from your loved ones, that this is the way to go. This is it. This is your chance. This is what you needed to hear. And perhaps it's more subtle. It might not be this huge, profound change in your life. Maybe it's just something little. Maybe you just needed a little bit of inspiration or a little bit of motivation. It doesn't have to be this huge transformation that's going to, you know, ultimately change your entire life. Perhaps. But that's what I do as a psychic. That's what I mean by psychic. It's connecting with you. It's allowing me to be in this position where I am the messenger, I am the medium, I am the conduit, I am the channel, I am the instrument, I am the psychic. I'm not predicting anything for you, but I'm helping you recognize your own power, because we've all been there. At least I know I have been. I've been in a position where I just needed someone to give me reassurance. I needed someone just to tell me, look, Tabitha, you already know what you need to do. I just needed to hear it from someone else. I needed to hear it through someone who was connecting to something higher that perhaps I've been restricting. I just needed that confirmation. I've been in that position. I've gotten tons and tons of readings, and I will tell you from personal experience, they have been life-altering. They've changed my life forever. Some of them, not so much. Most of them, yes. It's extremely healing. It's extremely eye-opening. It is a way to see things from a different perspective. It's a way to give you what you're in need of. Now, again, I want to emphasize that you have everything that you need, but it's this extra support. As human beings, all of us, need that connection. We all need to feel like we're connected to something more than just ourselves. We're not alone. Your loved ones are with you all of the time. Not all of the time, right? But you're being guided. Your spirit guides are with you. Your higher self is with you. You must hold your hand over your heart and trust. And I always want to say, like, have patience with yourself as well. That's something that I've had to learn over time. And to empower yourself, whatever way that looks like. You don't have to get a reading. No, you don't have to at all. Maybe, again, this is brand new. Maybe you've just been wondering. Maybe you've had readings before. Maybe you want to be a psychic medium. We all come from different areas and backgrounds and cultures, and we're all over the world, and we're from, you know, we have all these different experiences, and they're all beautiful, and they all help us. This is just another way to see things differently, another way to tap in, another way to connect, another way to feel confirmation, another way to acknowledge our existence, another way to receive reassurance, another way to know that we're on the right path, another way to know that we're not alone. That we're not alone. You can do whatever it is that you want to do, and know that you were not alone in this process. So, that's what I do as a psychic medium. And you have these same gifts in a different way. Whatever it is that you do, you tap in intuitively, whether you recognize it or not. Perhaps even psychically as well. You're tapping into something higher. Whatever it is that you do, whether you're a mom or a teacher or a doctor or a musician or a writer or a poet or a seamstress or a realtor or a cartoonist or I'm trying to think of all these different positions. Whatever it is that you do, you're tapping into this higher realm. You're tapping into the muses. You're tapping into spirit, you're tapping into the universe. When you create, you're tapping into this same source. I do not have anything different than you. It's just practice, really. It's just setting the intention of following my intuition and becoming a psychic medium, all because I was curious. I went into a bookstore and I saw this magazine, I didn't know what it was. And it said Reiki on it. I had no idea what Reiki was. I think I was in my early 20s. And it had an advertisement on the back of it about going out to Arizona to become a Reiki practitioner. I had no idea what this was. But something in me, my soul, was pulling me towards this. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to follow it. Sure enough, that was my first solo trip. I went out there. I'm sorry, I'm kind of going on a tangent here. But I went out there and became a Reiki practitioner. And the very first time, I'm telling you, the very first time I opened myself up to help my classmate heal, I clairvoyantly, for the very first time in my life, I've never experienced anything like this, I saw a beautiful, handsome, brilliant Native American man standing in front of me. And he kept saying thank you to me. He was thanking me. At that moment, I didn't know what it was. I didn't know who he was. But I saw him clairvoyantly, and I told her afterwards, and my other classmates there observing me. And I just said he kept saying thank you to me. And years later, I didn't recognize it until I recognized it then, that he was thanking me for helping her, for me opening up to pass on this energy, this healing to her. And I thought to myself, and it didn't happen for years and years and years. I actually got a psychic reading, and she told me, you're supposed to be giving readings. And that was confirmation. That changed my life. And I didn't realize until years later that if I could do that, if I could be open to receiving clairvoyant messages like that, if I saw that Native American man who I felt was her spirit guide, if I saw that happening, then surely I can do this. I can receive this. So it's the same thing. Whatever it is that you do, whatever it is that your passion is or what you're interested in, or even if you're not sure, then you have to explore. You have to try different things. Again, I didn't know what Reiki was, but I just felt this urge to go towards it. I just felt this sense to go towards it. And sure enough, I did. I went out there and it created this whole unrolling of this like discovery process. And it's been 10 years or more since that day when I went out there. Oh, wait, way, way over 10 years. I think at this point, maybe even 15. And it just started from there and it brought me to here, but it's the same thing. You have this ability. You already do. It's already within you. So it's just a matter of following your intuition and your curiosity and going after it. If you don't know, then try something new. And if you do know, then listen to it and I'll be damned, take some action towards it and just discover it along the way. So that's what I do as a psychic medium. And what do you do? What do you do? What is your soul doing? How are you connecting to God and to spirit and to universe? How is it that you're creating? What are your gifts? What are your strengths? What do you do naturally? What comes to you? And it might not come naturally instantly, because again, this took me practice. This did not happen overnight, trust me. that experience where I saw him clairvoyantly, that was more in the moment. That's never happened. That was just out of the blue. But that's the way that I feel it was supposed to happen. But I put myself in that position. I opened myself up and said, I'm going to follow this notion, and I'm going to step into this unknown realm of Reiki, and I'm going to try it out. And with that, this all unraveled. So think about what it is that you do. What do you do? How do you help? How do you empower? How do you seek? How do you connect? How do you help yourself? What is it that you do where you're connecting? You are connecting. You don't have to sit there and meditate with your, you know, on top of a mountain and, you know, or anything like that. But how do you connect? How do you connect? It's what you do naturally. It's what you do where you're like in the flow. You're just in the flow and you're doing it. That's how you know you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Your soul is connecting. Is you're kind of in this flow. You're doing what you love to do. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be hard. Just follow what it is and do it. You've got this. You've got this. And so that was a really long, lengthy explanation of what I do and don't do as a psychic medium. But I do it because I feel like this is what I'm supposed to do. This is what my heart's telling me to do. This is what spirit's telling me to do. So what is it that your heart is telling you to do? What is it that your soul is telling you to do? What is it that your spirit's telling you to do? So do it. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.